Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
Over 30 million people all over the world have already sung songs by Chris Tomlin, and chances are your church sings those as well. And Chris Tomlin hanging out with us right now. How are you?
Doing great, man. Great to see you. I love this.
I know. It's kind of fun. We could actually see each other. Normally, we're doing it on the phone, or you got to fly all the way out here. This whole COVID season's been interesting, hasn't it?
Yeah, in some ways, this is working really, really well.
Yeah, you're like, I could do this from home. I don't have to fly anywhere. You could talk to like 20 people in one day instead of like one in one day. What's been the highlight of your summer so far, Chris?
Highlight of the summer? Goodness. Oh, with the kids. We've had a great summer with the kids. Went to a friend's lake house. That's probably all the girls' highlight so far. Spent a week at a lake out in the North Georgia mountains that a friend of ours has a place there, and they let us use their house for the week. This small little lake, so it was just us, so it was a really great time.
Oh, it's nice to get out on the boat, get to play on the beach, and kind of hang out in the trees, mosquitoes, except for that.
Lots of those, yeah.
So you've been working on a brand new album all summer, too, and it's kind of a lot of collaborations. You're calling this one Chris Tomlin and Friends, because basically you're reaching out to other people, like the guys from Florida Georgia Line, and Lady A, and Thomas Rhett, and a lot of others. Like, how did this whole idea come together?
Great question. This is not something I saw coming, man. This is not in the plan, in the great scope of records to do. I've been telling people recently, this is a beautiful example of just the river is flowing, get in the river and let it take you where it's taking you, because I was not planning this, not looking for it. So much so, last year about this time, I finished my tour, spring tour. I don't know if you remember this, but that was back when you could do concerts and people came to those things. And it was that, remember those days?
Know.
And so
for real.
We were finishing up the tour and we'd gone on vacation with my family. We went down to Florida to the beach and I went to a gym to work out one morning, just do a little exercise. And there was another guy in there and I thought, wow, that looks like the lead singer of Florida Georgia Line. That looks like Tyler. And I walked up and I said, hey, Tyler, my name is Chris Tomlin. I shake his hand. He's like, no way, man. I was like, what? And he said, no, are you really Chris Tomlin? I was like, yeah. He goes, bro, this is full circle in my life. And I was like, what are you talking about? Exactly. You know, he said, man, you're one of the reasons I'm in music. And I was like, what? He said, man, I started listening to you when I was in the eighth grade. And I was like, oh, great. You know, totally felt my age. One of those moments, you know, one of those moments. And so he said, man, I started listening to you all through high school and was doing your music all through high school, my youth group. And I got to college and I went to this conference called Passion when I was in college. And he's talking to me about Passion like I don't know what it is, you know. He's like, I went to this conference called Passion and you were leading worship and I saw all these college students up there. He goes, is singing. And he goes, I can take you to the very seat I was in Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, because I remember it so well and it was a really marking moment in my life. He goes, and the very next week I go to Belmont University, I'm a freshman there. And there's a guy leading worship on the Bible study. His name is Brian. I go up and meet him. I said, I think we're supposed to do something together. We become a worship duo. We start doing this music together on Wednesday nights at our church, at this little church, making about $100 a week. And then we start writing country songs. And country things takes off. We change our name to Florida Georgia Line. Our lives take off and never dreaming what would happen. And it's been about a decade now. He goes, and God's been doing so much in my life. I walk into this gym and you're standing here and it's full circle, everything. He goes, I think this is more than just a coincidence that we met today. I think we're supposed to maybe write some songs together, or maybe do some music together. It started this whole year of what is now releasing Chris Tomlin and Friends, which I never thought that I'd be making a record, never thought that this would turn into an album, but it's just these incredible ways that God has connected. And every story, from Thomas Rhett to Lady A, every one of those stories is the same, and it's just how God connected this in an incredible way. And I thought, okay, let's do something different. This is different than any record I've ever made, different than any music I've really ever made. What started out as just some friendships getting together and connecting, it turned into, hey, what if we really did something that was a real light to the world, real light into reaching into places that my music's never reached to, and for them as well, them reaching into places that their music has never reached. What if we could really do something to encourage people and show collaboration, show doing something together? And that's how it's happened. So a little over a year ago, I didn't know hardly any of the people that were on this record. So I think that's one of the cool things about it.
We're talking to Chris Tomlin today at SWS Radio. New album is actually out this week. It's called Chris Tomlin and Friends, and he's hanging out with us today. And it's so interesting because a lot of times we think about Christian music, or you think about mainstream music, or you think about bands like Florida Georgia Line, and you think like, this is like a party band, this is like a country band. But you don't know that a lot of the guys behind these bands are believers in Jesus and love worship music or grew up in the church. And it's so cool to see those full circle moments, Chris.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And that's what's really floored me as well. It's like, wow. I remember while we were making this music, while we were starting to write songs, I remember Tyler coming up to me, and one of the times we were writing, Tyler's a singer at Florida Georgia Line. We're in a like a little writing room writing. He goes, man, what if you come out on tour with us? And I thought, are you kidding me? There's no chance. How well, that'd be the craziest moment ever. I mean, writing songs is one thing, but I'm like, you guys are the party band of party bands. How's that going to work? He goes, no, man, I really feel like, what if we did a moment of worship like in the middle of our concert? And I was like, what? And we did that. And we played in Atlanta and in Vegas. And, you know, it was really amazing. And it was an incredible moment that I did not see come. Another thing I did not see coming. And to see the hearts behind these guys, like you saw, like Thomas, Rhett, like loves the Lord. He pours so much of his not only time, but money into helping kids be adopted, to finally helping families, having kids find homes. All these things that these people are doing that you don't know behind the scenes and have incredible hearts and for people. And I think it's beautiful. Like Russell, the guy, there's a guy on the record named Russell Dickerson. You know, he's become a country superstar. He was my guitar tech for years on the road with me and was on the bus with me for years before he went off into country music. So there's so many stories in this record that's really fun to tell.
So I want to go back to that concert that you did with Florida Georgia Line in Atlanta, and then it went so well. They're like, we got to do this in Vegas, obviously, where we live. I mean, this is like a party session at a country concert, and Tyler's like, hey, I actually started by playing music in church, and Chris Tomlin was a guy that I sung a lot of his songs when I was in college, and let's just bring him out here for a second. I mean, was that just like, hey, Chris, come on out in the spotlight? You're like, wait, you want me to like sing How Great Is Our God, or what's this going to be like? Like, people came here, they think they're ready to party, but they're about to worship. How am I going to like land the plane on this to grab their attention in this setting?
I did it in Atlanta first, and my wife went with me. And everything you're saying is exactly what was going through my mind. I was like, I'm about to be booed off stage. Everywhere I go is my own concert, and people are used to what's happening. People did not come here for this. I don't know how this is going to go. My wife was, she's petrified. She's like, oh my gosh, Chris, this is. And so when Tyler said, I'm going to bring out my buddy Chris, and we're going to take this, we're going to have some praise. What's happening in my life right now? So I walk on stage, it's massive. There's so many people there. And of all people that are at the concert, Pat Barrett, who we all love, I texted him. I said, hey, man, I'm coming to the Atlanta, Florida Georgia Line concert. He goes, oh, that's awesome. I'll be there. I'm actually going because Meg, Pat's wife, her favorite band is Florida Georgia Line. We got tickets out in the lawn. I was like, okay. I was like, no, I'm not coming. I'm going to be in the concert. He's like, okay, what? And so I said, just wait. And so after we go, we walk on stage, we sing How Great Is Our God. It was one of the most powerful things that I've ever experienced singing that song. I've sung that song for 15 years now. Over and over and over, thousands of times in many different countries. But I've never experienced that feeling of just people not expecting it, not knowing it's coming, and then just going to that and seeing an entire place change, atmosphere completely change. That was just like you could touch it. And I remember getting a text from Pat afterwards. And he said, man, I'm out here in the lawn. And he said, and I just want to let you know, and he put in quotes, that was a holy ambush. He goes, I don't think anybody saw that coming. Because I'm thinking about all my friends who are with me out here right now in this lawn, who have left church, who are frustrated, who are disappointed in so many different ways in church. And the last thing that they thought when they were going to a Florida Georgia Line concert is that God was going to just completely ambush their lives. And he goes, that was one of the most powerful things I've ever been a part of. So much so, it felt like it was electricity on stage. I remember Tyler, he's playing and he's looking at me on stage and he just keeps going, he's saying, wow. He's like, and afterwards, he said, I think that was one of the most powerful music moments of my life. And he said, let's keep doing this. And he said, we're playing in Vegas soon. We have this residency in Vegas. What if we do one of the nights there? And I thought, okay, let's do it. We come to Vegas, and I'm thinking Atlanta's one thing. Vegas is a whole nother thing, right, with this just the audience of who's going to be there. And I had the same nervousness again. And I watched this, and but for some reason, I see this lady, and I watch her all night at the Vegas concert. And I'm watching her. She's in the middle of the crowd. And all night she has just been partying. I mean, she's just been going to town, just screaming, loving it. She's just like every song, she's just doing this. So I thought, and I noticed her because she's just so out there, you know. And I thought, I wonder what that lady's going to do when I walk on stage, if it's going to be a downer for her. And so I walk on and I start singing How Great Is Our God right there. And I get a glimpse of her. And she is just like, she's got her hands in her face, tears coming out of her eyes, just bawling. And I couldn't help but think, what must God be doing? What must her story be? What must God be doing in that moment in her life that none of us know and that she didn't see coming? And what an incredible opportunity, right, to do these things, because is that not what this is all about? Is that not what you're on the radio about every day? Is that not what this is all about, is to have a moment to reach people that you never thought you could even reach with the good news, with the gospel, with grace, with the love of God? And that these doors have been opened in this way, it's just been the surprise of my life this year.
We're talking to Chris Tomlin today at SWS Radio. His new album, it's out this week. It's called Chris Tomlin and Friends. And there's a whole lot of collaborations with people like Thomas Rhett and Lady A, Florida Georgia Line, and a whole lot of others. But it's interesting, Chris, you think about country music. And country music has this element where there's still a lot of singer-songwriters. There's a lot of amazing storytellers. And a lot of the artists that we listen to in country music grew up in the church and grew up leading worship and grew up singing with the choir. And it's interesting because, you know, you've written worship songs. What is this, the 13th album now? And you're like, wow, okay, I do worship. They're doing country. We're collaborating together. What did they challenge you to think differently about the way that you worship?
The biggest challenge is it's just been an opening of my eyes. My whole life has been church, right? My whole life has been writing songs for church. It's been in this world, and this is what I know. And to see those, all of those walls just smash down, just be completely crumbled. And that people are so hungry to hear grace, to hear the good news, to hear the love of God, to hear that God meets them right where they are. And I think that's been the big challenge for me in this, and to know that, you know, you can be a light wherever you are. And it wasn't anything that I was trying to do. And to walk into those with confidence, thinking, I'm carrying something here that is special, not because of me, but I'm carrying a message of hope and of grace and of love for mm-hmm. people. And people, whether they know it or not, desperately want it and need to hear it. And you never can. And another thing that God's opened my eyes is you never, you know, it's the old judge a book by its cover kind of thing. You never know what's beneath somebody's life and their heart, what they're really about. It's just been an incredible surprise year journey in that with music. And I think you feel that on this music. When you hear this music, you'll feel that collaboration of connecting with people and making music together that is unlike anything that I'm not sure there's been lots of collaboration records, and I'm not saying this record's better than every collaboration record, but I'm saying it's different in the sense that we were all in there together. Most things today are, I've got some good songs, and I've got some famous friends that can come sing a second verse, and I may not even see them. They may sing it in their studio and email it over to the producer, and I may never even connect with them. That's the way a lot of collaborations happen. That's not the case. We were in the studio together. Everybody's in there together. Work on the music together, whether they wrote the song or sang on it or not. It was this feeling, and I think you can, this family kind of feeling that came together in the most crazy way. Knowing, I didn't even know these people a little over a year ago, and here we are making this music and talking about being a light, talking about bringing glory to God, talking about all these kind of things. So it's incredible.
We're talking to Chris Tomlin today at SWS Radio, and his new album is out this week. It's called Chris Tomlin and Friends, and there's a lot of collaborations on this album, and a lot of these songs are so new, we haven't even heard them all yet, so I'm going to let you just kind of like roll the dice and tell us about one of your favorites that we can play right now and tell me the story behind it.
Probably the message of Be the Moon is a song that I would love people to hear, and that's the idea. That's the foundation of this record. This idea is that this is the essence of our faith to me. Isn't it interesting? The moon is such a symbol for us. What I'm trying to say in this album is that the moon lights up the dark, but yet the moon doesn't produce light on its own. And the moon is just a reflection of a greater light. That's what our faith is about. It's being a reflection of a greater light. Isn't it amazing that the moon is never striving to be anything? It's just what it is. And it gets in the right place and it lights up the entire darkness. And it's not doing anything but just being what God made it. It gets in the right place, and the truth of the matter is, some days maybe you're just a sliver of light. Maybe there's phases of the moon, right? Maybe you're just a barely light coming. Some days maybe you're a full moon. Some days it's cloudy days. I mean, we're living in a hard moment right now. We're living in 2020. None of us saw it coming. We're living in hard days. All over the world, it's hard days. And some days are cloudy days, yet there's always light coming. And it's the essence of our faith is that we are a reflection of a greater light. And that's Jesus said, you're the light of the world. And that's what this song is about. That's what the heart of this song about says. There's a line that says, everybody wants to be somebody. I want to be somebody too. But if I'm going to be known for something, I want to be known for you. I want to be the moon. And it's this idea of just being a reflection of the light of God. So that message has a real strong, throughout the whole album, we were talking about this concept with every artist, just this idea of being the moon, being a reflection of a greater light.
We're talking to Chris Tomlin today at SWS Radio and his new album. It's out this week. And it's interesting. You've written 13 worship albums over the years, Chris, and written collaborations with a lot of other artists and things through Passion and other projects. But I find it interesting that in a lot of different seasons, you'll write a song and someone else will write a song and someone else will write a song in California at Bethel Church, or someone will write something in Southern California, or Kerry Job and Cody Carnes will write something, or the guys from Passion will write something, and Crowder and Matt Maher are writing something. And then you find like 3 or 4 months later, these songs all release and often they're similar themes. Do you feel like God is moving something like through the sphere of worship that like you don't even realize is going on at the time? Or do you feel like there's just a lot of coincidence?
Well, it's interesting. No, I think that God speaks, and I've seen that what you're saying is so right on. I've seen it so much. If God just kind of has this message to the world and he's sending it through different ways, I find it interesting that I'm in a collaboration, 2 collaborations called Be a Light and Be the Moon. They're worlds apart, happen completely different times, and yet saying the same thing. And you're exactly right. I love how God speaks in a very direct way all over the world. He connects us that way. I think God connects us this way to his message for the world. And it's definitely not coincidence.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see what he's working in that sphere right now. We'll hear those songs probably in like 6 months, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
This has been an interesting season. But hey, thanks for being an encouragement. We're excited about the new album out this week. Talking to Chris Tomlin on SWS Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Love to all the people in Vegas, surrounding areas. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.